The bombings at the Boston Marathon not only caught US intelligence by surprise. On jihadist websites, debate has raged, says Shiraz Meher of the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation in London.
In the most generic and broader sense, there was a sense of celebration on the jihadi forums. These guys are committed jihadists. They hate the United States and the West.
But some jihadis, says Meher, think the Boston attacks diminished their cause.
They felt that this might compromise more spectacular and larger scale attacks. And there was also a sense that the amateurishness of the attacks would also kind of detract from Al-Qaeda's modus operandi, which is traditionally focused on large scale spectacular attacks.
However, Meher says some jihadists realise that their ability to stage attacks with mass casualties has been hampered by Western intelligence and security.
Al-Qaeda has developed a new tactic, which is to essentially say, even if it can't take lives directly, it wants to inflict economic and financial losses on the United States and the West more generally.
Tamerlan and Yochar Tsarnaev, the suspects in the Boston attacks, appear to have planned them without outside help. Raffaello Pantucci, an analyst at the Royal United Services Institute, says Al-Qaeda cells in the Middle East and Africa are encouraging radical individuals in the West through the internet.
Open source jihad, as they call it, in which individuals are very much empowered, or the emphasis is on them, to just launch attacks where they can on targets that they specifically identify.
The problem for intelligence services, Pantucci says, is that lone wolves may not be detected by traditional means like monitoring communications.
And so therefore intelligence agencies aren't able to rely on that. As a result, this requires it's a much harder prospect to try to prevent and identify earlier.
Analysis by the International Centre for the Study of Radicalisation suggests up to 600 foreign jihadists have travelled from Europe to fight in Syria. Shiraz Meher says the focus appears to have moved away from the West.
Syria is almost certainly the number one priority today for the online jihadist community and for jihadists on the ground. So in a sense, there's a slight recalibration of priorities where the Islamists and jihadists think they have a real opportunity to shape events on the ground.
The danger for the West, analysts say, will come when the Syrian conflict ends and the foreign jihadists return home. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.